This is episode number 2456 of the Who Cares News for Monday, June 5th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
They can laugh about it now. But when Barbie director Greta Gerwig enlisted production designer Sarah Greenwood and set director Katie Spencer to bring Barbie's Dreamhouse to life, well, they never envisioned causing an international shortage of pink paint.
Oh my God, this is the new national nightmare.
Oh yeah.
We're out of pink paint because of Barbie.
For starters, Greta wanted to literally create the alternate universe of Barbie Land as they aim for authentic artificiality. Authentic artificiality.
Yep.
Okay, there I said it.
You said it.
That was kind of a
weird one. Tough thing, isn't it?
Whenever possible. So instead of opting for a CGI, she wanted the backdrop to be hand painted.
Well, you know, and from the trailers and all the stuff we've seen online, it looks amazing. At least the art direction looks amazing. I'm kind of like blown away.
It's
Ryan Gosling's six pack really blew me away. I'm like, wow.
So she said that everything needed to be tactile because toys are above all things you touch.
That's right.
And in order to maintain the kidness of the dream house.
Oh, true.
The director said everything needed to be pink.
Well, and the dream house has no fourth wall. We know that, right? Dream house has three sides.
Right.
Yeah, so that you can get Barbie in and out.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's a bit drafty that way, I'm sure.
I'm sure it's drafty, but you know, they're at the pink beach, so what do you know?
Well, she said, I wanted the pinks to be very bright and everything to be almost too much. So, the world ran out of pink.
The world ran out of pink. Oh, my God. Hopefully, they're remanufacturing pink for when the movie comes out, because it's going to be all the rage. Oh, no, I've got to have a Barbie pink Dreamhouse room. I guarantee you, they've probably got an HGTV thing going on. Oh, speaking of HGTV, did you hear this last week or so?
What?
They're selling the Brady Bunch house for $5.5 million. $5.5 million. If you're not familiar with it, about, 4 years ago, HGTV bought the house that was only the exterior.
It's only the exterior.
From the Brady Bunch. They never set foot in that house.
The funny thing is, I've gone past the area that it is many times, did know it was just, you know, you turn like left and
turn
there
left
it is.
Turn left off of Tonga. Yeah, right.
And when you see Studio it's City. Like, oh, okay.
And it's like smallish
it.
And it's right on the street. And
yeah.
So what they did was
security card in the driveway.
They basically built onto the thing, and inside it looked as close to they remodeled it to look like the.
Yeah.
They gutted it, actually. They gutted everything
they had to gut
behind
it,
the front wall. And
you know, there's good old Formica in there.
$1 million. That would be one hell of a Airbnb. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh.
If there's any bedrooms in it. Although, they could probably do Mike's study as a bedroom.
Because HGTV still owns it, right?
Yeah. They're trying to sell it.
For
$5.5 million.
You think someone would buy it for $5.5 million?
Oh, hell yeah. Lance Bass, he wanted it in the first place.
Yeah, but he wanted, that was a different, that was different. He wanted to redo it and all that good stuff.
That's all right. I bet you
he'll still get it.
A private equity owner will buy it. We'll never know who bought it unless they.
And it will become an Airbnb. You know it.
Great Airbnb.
Well, she's already on to the next good thing.
Who?
Martha Stewart.
Oh, Martha.
Yeah, she had to keep her historic Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover under wraps until
it's
released earlier this
month.
That's
right. Yeah. Because how long did she have to keep that under wraps? Almost a year, right?
Well, so much so, in fact, that she might as well have forgotten she shot it. I mean, she is old.
She is 80-something. Right?
Yeah.
80. She's 80. Yeah. That's somewhat common.
I thought it was a big deal. But we'd been quiet about it for so long. I sort of lost interest until it came out.
Yeah, well, there's so many things for Martha to be interested in.
Really phenomenal. And how lucky. It was a lot of work. Broke a sweat. No, she didn't say that.
She broke a sweat.
And it was fun. And I think Sports Illustrated and my team and I are quite astonished.
Oh, and her team.
Yeah, quite astonished, I guess, that it came out as good as it did. But you know what? Airbrushing and all that can do it.
But I hasten back to the fact that so much happens in Martha's world, right? She's a gardener. She's a cook, chef. Well, I don't know if she's a chef, but she cooks. She's got to hang out with Snoop, you know? She's got a CBD company. She's got to ride her horse every day.
Yeah.
She goes out and trims her roses every day. That's right. I shot that thing 8 months ago. That totally slipped my mind. Totally slipped my mind. Oh, my God.
Well, again, she is getting up there in her,
up there. Yeah. But, good for her, that she was able to do that. I think that's great.
Well, yeah.
I think that's wonderful.
Why not? Martha Stewart. Yeah. She's still got it.
Well, next we can get First Lady Biden. She's got it too.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't she'd be great on the swimsuit edition, wouldn't she? The First Lady? If you're going to have Martha Stewart on the damn thing, why not have somebody, of substance? She's a PhD, for God's sake.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she is. Educational doctor, Dr. Biden.
Yes, she is.
She's a bigger deal than the president.
A lot of first ladies are.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's think about that. Let's just go to the first ladies instead of the president.
Yeah, there we go. Most of them are liked. Most of them are well liked.
Most of them, yeah.
In the last 100 years, I can only think of two that probably nobody liked. One of them ran for president in 2016. And the other, well, we don't really know her relationship with the president from the last one.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from her either since 2020. So, other than that, I think everybody's kind of liked them first ladies. So that's kind of interesting. Yeah. I don't think you'd get the same feeling for a first gentleman. I don't think we would be as fond of first gentlemen.
No, it's not. It's not the same.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, but
it's not the same.
It's not. So anyway, well, good for Martha. I think she remembered something. I think that's good.
At her age, it's a plus.
It's a plus. It is absolutely everything's a plus. With my apologies to Dr. Biden, I should not have included her in that. I should have more respect for her than that. And Halle Berry.
I don't even know where that came from.
I know. I was the first one I'm thinking about, Martha Stewart, and I think Dr. Biden.
Still.
And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.